Welcome to Stockhouse.com's Fireside Chat, where you get the lowdown on the sectors, the companies, and the trends shaping your investment dollar.
eStore Corporation, currently trading on the TSX Venture Exchange under the ticker ESU, is a Canadian tech success story in the making. The company, based out of Toronto, has developed some cutting-edge technology that will revolutionize one of the hottest spaces in tech today, the energy storage market. This rapidly expanding space has a predicted CAGR of 8% and is expected to generate $50 billion globally in annual revenues by 2020. eStore's business model has given it the ability to disrupt a multitude of verticals from transportation to consumer electronics, and as such, will afford eStore the opportunity to capitalize on the massive potential of this amazing trend toward greener energy. This is Galen Engen, Stockhouse Tech Correspondent. I am talking with eStore CEO Ian Clifford this morning to get a look under the hood of eStore, its technology, and its future prospects. Thanks for joining us, Ian. First off, for the uninitiated, what's the story behind eStore?
eStore is a technology company that was founded back in about 2002-2003 in Austin, Texas, with the promise of developing a solid-state energy storage technology. So quite a breakthrough technology promise at the time. And I became involved with eStore back in the same time frame. I had started an electric car company called Zen Motor Company back in 2001, and was approached by eStore in 2002 with a very, very interesting concept on solid-state energy storage. I became extremely interested at that time, did some initial angel investing in eStore and to secure the automotive rights to the technology. And subsequent to that involvement, Kleiner Perkins, a leading venture capital firm, became eStore's lead venture capital partner, and that was in about 2005. In 2006, I took Zen Motor Company public for the purpose of producing a low-speed electric vehicle. We sold about 1,000 of those cars throughout the United States predominantly, but at the same time continued our interest and investment into the battery technology. At the time and even today, the reason we're not all driving electric cars isn't can you build a beautiful electric car, but is energy storage technology at a stage where it can support mass adoption of electric vehicles and so on in transportation. We continued our investments in eStore and had the opportunity to purchase Kleiner Perkins' position in the company back in at the end of 2013. We took advantage of that. We converted some of the founder stock in eStore into the public company stock. And the public company, which we have now renamed eStore Corporation, owns about a 70% stake in the private company eStore, which is the battery development, energy storage development company based in Austin, Texas.
I'd like to go back to something you touched on in regards to energy storage technology being the real driver behind the mass adoption of electric vehicles and how, to date, that adoption hasn't happened. What are some of the issues with current technologies being deployed in transportation, such as lithium-ion batteries? And how is eStore's solution different?
Well, the predominant difference between incumbent technologies like lithium-ion is they are electrolytic-type storage devices. So they're a chemical reaction utilizing lithium dielectrics that wear out ultimately. They're complex batteries. They are batteries that are quite expensive to manufacture. There are serious raw material issues when it comes to lithium. And as we've seen over the last number of years, they're very, very challenging to scale from the size of a handheld device up to automotive applications. So that's some of the big issues as it relates to the incumbent technologies. What we're doing at eStore is developing a solid-state energy storage device. So that's a device that does not have any electrolyte. It is a It is based on a barium and a barium titanate dielectric material, which has been developed and perfected over the last 10 years in our facility in Austin. And it has significant advantages over incumbent technologies, mainly cost, longevity, and the ability to ultimately to store levels of energy that will surpass any incumbent technologies. So those are the benefits of what we are developing today. But I'll point out that there are two aspects to the commercialization of our technology that are important for people to understand. First is we have high voltage capacitor technology that we are now in joint venture discussions with a number of commercial partners, and those are high voltage capacitors that are utilized throughout the grid, predominantly in renewables and energy conditioning applications. The second aspect of the technology is the battery replacement aspect, and that we are now working through some advanced polymer work to get the highest energy densities we can out of our dielectric materials. And we expect that in the coming months we'll have a number of very significant announcements around that that development that looks very promising from where we are right now today.
So from what I understand, this barium-based solid-state energy storage technology eStore is developing has the potential to be quite literally a lifetime battery. Am I wrong? Is this correct?
Ultimately, that is certainly the objective. We've done testing, cycle testing, that has proven the ability to cycle it at solid-state numbers. So this is up into the hundreds of thousands of cycles without degradation. It's a very, very solid and robust dielectric, and it should ultimately become a permanent type battery within whatever application it's utilized. Automotive and transportation is one application, but you can go take everything from consumer electronics all the way through up to grid load leveling type applications, and those are the ultimate targets for the technology as we scale it.
So who are the key players at eStore that are driving this technology forward?
Well, I think first and foremost, the original inventor of the technology, Dick Weir, has a long track record of high technology development. We've got a very strong patent portfolio in place for the technology, and then the ongoing patent intellectual property program is highly developed in that regard. We have a strong group of people working at our facility in Cedar Park, including some polymer chemists who are highly, highly focused on the high energy density side of the technology. We have a consulting group who are also engaged now in advanced polymer development for the high energy density side of the technology. And on top of that, from a management perspective, we have a strong management team and board who have really a lot of the requisite experience as it relates to joint venture development, which is our business model going forward, is all about joint ventures. This has been working with the top organizations globally to ensure that the technology is commercialized at a global level. We don't need to scale things organically at eStore. We have no plan to do that. Our plan is all built around joint ventures. In addition to that end, we are working with a consultant, Dennis Zogby, who is really one of the top positioned individuals, consultants in the capacitor industry. He is the go-to person for that industry, and we have the benefit of Dennis's direct involvement in joint venture discussions with partners today and going forward. So it's a good team. It's a highly, highly focused group now. We are very, very clear in terms of what our objectives are in the coming months, and we're sticking to a plan that we believe we can attain.
Speaking of which, what major milestones has eStore got planned for the next 12 months? What does eStore have in store?
Well, no pun intended, right? As I mentioned earlier, there's two paths. One is the high voltage capacitor space. So that's grid related, power conditioning applications related to wind, solar. Any renewable requires a large amount of capacitance to support power conditioning. So that's one aspect. We have all production prototypes built for that. And as I said, we're in joint venture discussions with a number of partners, potential partners in that space. So I expect that we'll have some announcements on that front in the coming months. On the high energy density side of it, the advanced polymer work, as I also mentioned, we've got an amazing team working on that. And similar time frame, we expect to have our initial energy density announcements related to that work as well. So on both fronts, I expect we'll have some interesting news flow coming in the next couple of quarters.
The potential for this technology is huge, and the blue sky for eStore seems almost limitless. I mean, especially if you're considering all the transitioning into these different industry verticals. Now, these verticals are currently dominated by giants like GE, ABX, and Panasonic. Would they be your competitors? I mean, what makes eStore unique enough to play on the same field and succeed?
Well, as I said, the business model is about joint venturing. It's not about building it and taking over markets for us. It's about finding the best partners globally to enable the technology. So we'll do that through licensing agreements and royalty agreements specific to the different verticals that the technology addresses. So in that regard, I don't see any of those companies that you've named, and there are many others, as competitors. I see them as partners. And I'm very, very realistic in terms of our growth objectives related to those markets. And I know that I would rather work with a GE or an ABB or an ABX than try to compete with them, because I think what we have is a unique technology offering that will differentiate any of our partners in their existing markets. And then when you go into the energy storage side of the equation, as you said, the scale of opportunity is somewhat limitless. So you need to then, from our perspective, look at who are the best partners in that regard on a global basis. And, you know, we have targets and we have objectives. And as I said, in the coming months, our intention is to formalize some of those relationships and announce them.
What are some of the biggest challenges facing the company right now? I mean, what's keeping you awake at night?
Well, I think the biggest one, for a small company, of course, is ensuring that we have the financial strength to go through these stages that I've mentioned. So we recently closed the first tranche of a financing on Christmas Eve, 2015, and we're working on a second tranche right now, and there's a lot of interest there. So first and foremost, to make sure that we have the financial strength to work through the next 12 to 18 months of very intense work. And then the second thing is, you never know who's working away in their garage or wherever on other technologies, but the biggest horse race out there right now is energy storage. You're only as good as the next mousetrap, if you will. Like it is a very competitive space. At this point, there is no one on our radar who is working with the same materials in the same way. So we believe we have a significant advantage there, but of course it is a highly competitive space without any questions.
I'm curious about your share structure. What's the distribution like? I mean, is there a lot of insider involvement?
Well, it's there are no controlling shareholders at this point. We have a strong group of founding and significant both institutional and individual shareholders who make up a large percentage of the ownership in the public company. In addition, we have several thousand individual investors involved. Over the years, the story has certainly captured the imaginations of many retail investors, and you know, we're very thankful of that support in the market as well. The key for me really is about transparency and communications about where we're at. Over the years, the story has been somewhat cloaked in intrigue and in lack of transparency, if you will. And since we've taken control of the technology company in Austin, since I guess May of 2014, we've really changed things. We've ensured that we have the best testing partners globally. We've engaged with Dennis Ogby, who's a leading consultant in the space, and we are, keeping as transparent a lens on the camera so that all of our shareholders, present and future, have a very, very clear picture of where we're at and where we're going. That is a fundamental guidance for me. I just want to ensure that we have all of that openness and that we're accessible. So those are very, very important aspects going forward.
Speaking of accessibility and transparency, eStore has posted this research behind its technology on the company website where any interested investor can see it, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. At eStoreCorp.com, all of the Intertech three phases of testing that we've done with them is all fully published. It's all there. We have a very comprehensive report from Dennis Ogby in terms of the capacitor space and the opportunities that exist for us in that realm. In addition, a very interesting interview, analyst interview with Dennis talking about the space so that investors can understand the nature of that industry. And specifically, again, how we can play and participate in it. And there's also a guided tour of the facility by Dick Weir that really, sort of opens the door and shows people exactly the steps that have gone in, that this is a production facility. It's not a laboratory. It's very much geared towards scalable mass production. And to Dick's credit, I mean, he spent a tremendous amount of time and energy putting that facility in place to ensure that this is, in fact, a production quality scalable technology. That's very, very important to note.
Well, now that the development stage is relatively complete, it certainly sounds like eStore has an active year ahead of it. And as the partnership deals land, the value of the company is obviously going to start to really build. What are some of the other points you feel make eStore a good candidate for investors to consider sliding into their portfolio right now?
Well, I think you sort of hit the nail on the head. It's a timing issue relative to where we are in the development and launch cycle of the technology. We've never been at an advanced stage as we are today. As I said, I've been around the story and the technology for over a decade, and it really has not been until the last 18 months that we've had such a clear focus and direction of where we're going. And I think that will, with joint venture announcements and with energy density announcements going forward, I think it will make a dramatic shift in the nature of the story and also the potential value of the company. I believe that's what we're heading into right now. So it is quite timely in that regard.
Well, this certainly has been an interesting and enlightening conversation. I, for one, will be very interested to see how eStore's story develops over the next 12 months. I think investors would be smart to keep the company on their radar. Now, this is my opinion, of course. As always, do your own due diligence before making any investment decision. Again, this is Galen Enyan, and I've been talking to Ian Clifford, CEO of eStore Corporation, currently trading on the TSX Venture Exchange under the ticker ESU. Thanks very much for spending time with us today, Ian. Is there anything else you want to leave investors with?
I think, it's important that any investor considering the company know that you know, once again, we're very transparent and very available. If there are any questions, you know, feel free to be in contact with me directly on them. I know it's a complex story on many levels, and I'd like to take the time with individuals to explain, you know, the nuance of it and the opportunities. So I just want to leave that opening to anyone who might be listening to this podcast.
Thanks again, Ian. Really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today.
Great. Thanks, Galen. Take care.